This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Let's take some time with God together. If you neglect time with God, you're neglecting the most important person in your life, and that is God. Yeah, God is a person. He's not just a concept that we have. He's not just a set of moral principles. He's not just some divine being that is impersonal. No. Our very personhood is based on His personhood. We are made in His image. And so you can get to know God as a dear friend in your life if you spend time with Him. We read yesterday in the book of John in the Bible about Jesus' encounter with Nicodemus. And He told him that he was born physically, but he needed to be born again, born spiritually, so that he could have that spiritual relationship with God. Jesus goes on to say, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." Do you see it saying, this is the extent of God's love for the world. He so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. We are adopted sons and daughters of God when we come to faith in him, but he has only one son by nature, Jesus Christ, God the Son. And whoever believes in him, now what it means by that is not, yeah, I think Jesus lived. No, to believe in him means you trust in him, his message, and what he has done for you. You may not understand everything. That's not what it means. Belief isn't just intellectual understanding. You can understand without believing. Belief means you trust in him. He's a person, and you trust in what he has done for you to provide a way for you to find forgiveness with God and a new relationship with him. Whoever believes in him should not perish. That is, when you die physically, that's not going to be the end, and you won't go into eternal judgment, but have eternal life. And that is the best thing of all, forever with God. That's going to be so good. He goes on to say, "For God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world should be saved through him." God's goal is not to judge and condemn people. He will if he has to. But his desire is for people to turn to Jesus Christ and find forgiveness, find a new way of life. God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world should be saved through him. He who believes in Jesus is not judged. He who does not believe has been judged already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. If you reject Jesus Christ, it's not a matter of getting to heaven after you die and standing in front of the pearly gates and meeting Peter and trying to argue your way in. No, you've already been judged guilty. Every single one of us has. And unless our guilt has been taken by Jesus at the cross, when he died for us, then we keep that guilt ourselves, and we are already judged by God. He goes on to say, "And this is the judgment, that the light is come into the world." You have heard about Jesus Christ and what he has done for you. "And men loved the darkness rather than the light, for their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who practices the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be manifested as having been wrought in God." I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.